Hello, awesomeness creators. It's Nina Kovner with Passion Squared with this week's audio blog. This week's topic is a cool logo does not make you a brand. Start with a quote. Design is essential, but design is not a brand. That comes from my guy, Seth Godin. For the last few years, I have had the privilege and honor of engaging, listening, and coaching small businesses in the beauty and wellness worlds. It's truly my purpose, and I'm so grateful for every second I have the honor to empower those I love. However, there is a trend that I see happening that must be stopped, and that is the belief that if you make a cool logo, secure a domain, and throw up a website, you're a brand. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but the truth must be shared. That does not make you a brand. It makes you a logo, domain, and website owner. There's a big difference. So what makes a brand? While there are a gazillion elements, I will focus on a few that in my experience are the most important and powerful. No matter if you are a one-person team or a thousand-person team, online or off, these principles apply. Number one, purpose and promise. Having clarity around the purpose and promise of your business and the ability to communicate that through storytelling creates value and meaning, which in turn creates a brand. Number two, culture. How you communicate, the dialogue and systems you use, your team, how you train your team, your negotiables, your non-negotiables, how you make decisions, how you care for your team, how your team cares for your clients. All of these things create a brand. Number three, experience and value. How the customer experiences your business, how they feel, the emotions that come up while engaging with your business, the value that is perceived in the mind of the client, that is a brand. Number four, strategy, planning, what you say yes to, what you say no to, your plans, pricing, promotions, programs. That is the beginning of a brand. Number five, relationships. When people begin to engage with your business and relationships are built when transactions take place, that is a brand. Number six, identity. Your look, your feel, your sounds, and the consistency of your look, feel, and sounds. All of these elements combined create a brand. This is where your logo comes in. You see, we kind of have it backwards. We don't start with a logo when creating a brand. We actually end with a logo. When creating a business, we must begin with our objectives, our whys, the outcome we are seeking, our strategy, the culture we want built, experience, promise, purpose, and then when we have clarity around that, it is time to begin design and not 1 second sooner. Why? Well, a logo is designed to communicate a brand promise, purpose, culture, etc. So how in the world can a designer create a logo without knowing those things? In fact, more importantly, how can you create a legitimate business and a brand without knowing those things? You know? Shared with love from Nina. P.S. One of my awesome go-to guys on all things marketing is and has always been Seth Godin. Here is his definition of a brand. I love it and him so much. A brand is the set of expectations, memories, stories, and relationships that taken together account for a consumer's decision to choose one product or service over another. If the consumer doesn't pay a premium, make a selection, or spread the word, then no brand value exists for that consumer. That's Seth Godin. So a lot of stuff to think about on this beautiful Monday. Thank you so much for listening. Have a beautiful day. Bye.